Sharing a scam experience with someone you know takes courage. But there are some things that you should know if someone is going to trust you enough to share their story. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is our consumer expert, Michelle Reinen. And Michelle, this is such a difficult thing for so many people.
This really is. And we really urge consumers to take these steps with their loved one, because the scammer could still be engaged with the consumer or your loved one, and we don't want them to cut you out of the picture. So when they are open enough to share, lead with empathy, respond with kindness and concern instead of criticism or disappointment or, boy, we're going to have to take legal action so you don't have control over things anymore. Scams can happen to anyone, so don't blame the victim. Try and keep those lines of communication open with that kind, concerned response. It can be difficult because these things are so egregious, but we need to remember to lead with empathy. And then let the individual tell their story. Talking about a scam experience helps both of you understand what happened, and talking about the scam also helps both of you spot it in the future and then validate the story. The only person at fault here is that scammer, never the friend or family member, and ask them not to blame themselves and instead blame the scammer. And finally, ask what you can do next together. See if there's personal information that was involved. And if so, that's identity theft could be a concern. Are the steps able to be handled by the family member alone, or will they need your assistance? But make sure action is taken to secure that identity. And maybe reaching out to a financial institution for help can also be a step that is needed, and assistance may be needed by the friend or family member.
And Michelle, if you have something to report or maybe you want some advice about scams, let's give that consumer protection hotline.
Yes, that's 1-800-422-7128.